I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I honor you. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else could heal our souls, Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend that's so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us.
No, not one.
No, not one. No night so dark but his love cannot cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever a saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Or a sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was ever a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he deny us the bliss of heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I will put my trust in Jesus as I lay upon his breast. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other fountain Savior, no blessings I will be denied. All pain will leave my aching body as his sweet healing flows. Demons tremble at his presence, and Jesus' name they'll have to go. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. And then one morning in that city I will rise to sleep no more. In God's presence live forever. All sin and pain will then be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps running clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening. The signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity's sun will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trending clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national I've long dethroned. Today she is calling, the letter rings falling, return all this curse to your own. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trembling clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps trembling clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying. God's truth they're denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation burns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have drawn. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trembling clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Men's prophets are lying. God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of our redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trembling clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, this generation, God's revelations, that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. But without that, you're not plugged into the hydro.
That's right.
That's the key. And many out there, their preachers are loaded. YouTube is loaded with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been to the God's revelation. Mm-hmm. They don't have a revelation about God's, the time we're living in, though this generation. But God's revelation, the walk where the apostles have trod. Very important to be hooked into the hydro. Hooked into the source. The source is Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, you ain't going anywhere. You can beat your gums together all you want. You got to accept the fact God sent the prophet. Water baptism in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. McKennedy. Now all that's left of 2,000 years of the crazy, it's just, we're just finishing up the touches, doing the finishing touches to it. And all that's left is this here message. They could go out there and do whatever they want. We've been through all that. We've been through the fire. We've been through the water. We've been through the lion's den. We've been coming out there on the other side, and we didn't get burned. We didn't
what I'm trying to say, we did compromise mm-hmm. on the journey. We're still standing true and strong, and now God's given us a mandate to put it out there the way we see it, and that's just a matter of the fact. Mm-hmm. Just the way it is. God, this generation, it's what this generation is doing. They're spreading God's revelation. God's revelation, God sent a prophet. Outside of that, believe you me, I know what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just empty words.
It's part of running to and fro. In the end time, they'll run to and fro. Like knowledge will be increased, and you can see knowledge increase, and they're running to and fro. It's basically running to and fro. They think they're running after every wind of doctrine that comes their way.
And when you go to the store and you see people, you look at people out there, and it's exactly what it says here.
Men's hearts
failing. Men's hearts are failing for fear. You know, there's fear on them. Mm-hmm. They have no future. They know something's coming, but they can't put their finger on it. Well, we got it right here. We not only got it, we're giving them an escape route.
That's right.
Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Night and wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees till I You'll answer my plea. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. We're never retreat, you and I. Let everybody do it, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, till the day she died, she was trying to drag me back. Call a retreat, you know, go back to the compound. And then we moved on. The truth is marching on. We moved to the Mennonites and so on. I told you before. Everywhere they try to drag you back. We got to the Burnhamites, and we came to Brother Jackson. We're just marching on, you know. We never go into retreat. And then Brother Jackson, he dealt with some issues. We dealt with Strobe and Tim McKay, and we left them in the dust, and we didn't join the crowd that puts them back in their pulpit, like Tim Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
He put them back in his pulpit after Brother Jackson dealt with them very strongly, and he's taking retreat, you know,
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's going into retreat. But the truth is marching on. He shall sound it forth the trumpet, that shall never call retreat. That's retreating, you know. And you all of a sudden, here's Brother Jackson, the chief apostle, anointed by that angel. And he, when Brother Jackson started out his ministry, he would let everybody and their dog in his pulpit. But he soon learned a lesson. And when we fend off the scene, he said, "I heard him say it." I said, "That's God's pulpit. I'm responsible for who I let in there." And he didn't let nobody in. He didn't let Stroman or Tim McKay, once he dealt with them, he didn't let them back into his pulpit. He wouldn't. And then along comes Tim Rutherford, who's supposed to go on with the torch. And what does he do? He lets Stroman in, and he lets Tim McKay in his pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
That's calling retreat, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But we're not part of that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to call retreat, let him go in retreat. The truth is marching on. What would it be like if we would all of a sudden peck it in,
mm-hmm,
and go into retreat and accept the things that we've already left in the dust? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of disgrace. It's shameful to even think about that.
That's right.
We're moving ahead, and we're charging right on ahead. He has sounded forth the trumpet. God never goes into retreat. He's always moving ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we. We never go into retreat. They can threaten us if they want, but that's what it's all about. Always, you always got to move ahead. What's the next chapter?
Amen.
I got a scripture here. Matthew 4, verse 4. "But the answering said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But he answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Und er antwortete und sprach, es steht geschrieben, der Mensch lebt nicht von Brot allein, sondern von einem edlen Wort, das aus dem Munde Gottes geht." You got to read it a few times before you get the drift of it. Like if you keep reading it, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything else is a secondary. The Word of God is the primary focal point. And everything else, like I say, bread is a secondary item. Bread, that means your appetite. That's food. That's why the Lord dealing with me forever and a day to make sure that I got to lose 30 pounds. And in order to do that, I got to fast. The only way I can do it is fasting, because food is supposed to be a secondary item. I can't be out here telling people what to do and then I'm overweight. And been dealing with me forever and a day, and it's a daily battle for me. Like for a lot of people, it's easy, but for me, it's a daily battle to get my weight out. I got to lose 30 pounds. That's what the Lord requires of me. Back in the day, He required of me, "Sam, you need to get up and sing some song." Well, I was obedient to that. That wasn't that hard. It was maybe the first month. I had to get used to it, get up a little earlier. And then he came by and he said, "Sam, I want you to get up a little earlier and then pray in the day." Well, that wasn't that hard either. We managed that. We've been doing that forever and a day. But when it comes to come to his here chapter. He's got me on now to lose 30 pounds. Well, that's a little too difficult. That's not that easy. That I did that in a heartbeat to get up and do what we're doing here. But to lose the 30 pounds, that's a little... The old nature, it squirms like a worm, you know? But see, we got to keep chipping away. I can't retreat, that's what I'm trying to say. So it's a daily battle. And then sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But that's just the battle that we're in. And it's always trying to hide the fact that I'm 30 pounds overweight. It's his percent your body a living sacrifice. To me, it's a daily battle, and a lot of people have that problem, but they don't know that it's a battle. They just keep indulging. Well, I don't. I like a meal and all that, but most of the time I'm very conscious. And I got you to check me up on that. And you know as well as I do, I got a problem. But I'm not trying to hide the fact. I got to lose. It's a battle. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't want to go into retreat. We want to keep fighting. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, and just pray and help us expound on it and let people know how important it is to put that word of God ahead and out of everything, Lord. Everything else is just a secondary item, no matter what it is. It's only the word of God that has the primary say so. At the end of the day, it's the word that's going to judge it. It's that word that's going to send us either to heaven or to hell. It's always been that word. It's the word of truth that we're straining for. And we're just grateful that you've given us something to fight for. We're grateful, Lord, that you've allowed us to see what's going on in the church here to Laodicea, the word of truth, the fact that you sent the prophet, and the fact that you sent the chief apostle, and the fact that you're closing it out here now. They've given us the revelation of that midnight cry, exactly right to the day where we're living at in time. All these things, Lord, we're eternally grateful. We just pray you'll help us to be overcomers in the day and hour that we're now living in. Help us to be able to crucify the flesh and to mortify the flesh and to stand before you, Lord, in these closing days of time, to be overcomers and your hour that we're now living in. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we run into all kinds of people that, you know, they want to come on board. They listen for a while and then it's too hard a road for them. It doesn't fit the platform, especially here in these closing days of time when you got all these seducing spirits and you got all these Satan's weaponry of mass deception, seducing spirit, doctrines of the devil, false teachers, false prophets, false people lying to them that this is not, that we're crazy and we're off course. But see, we got the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. See, you and I, we got every word. We got that full counsel of God, you and I. And it's not something that we use it for bragging purposes. It's just the way the Lord has dealt with us. He dealt with us. And first of all, we had to forsake everything. It cost us everything. We had to leave everything in the family, finances, everything. We had to. I walked out of that compound with $10 and with the clothes on my back. And that's why I say you have to leave. No man having left father, mother, wife, children. We're going by the word of God because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. If you live by bread alone, then somewhere along the road of life, they'll come along and that appetite and everything else that pertains to natural living is going to lure you out into left field. And you won't be able, you always bump into it. But see, you and I, the word of God to you and I is more precious than anything. Especially, you know, a lot of people say they know Jesus, they love Jesus, but when it comes to truth, they reject the truth. There's a big difference in I want God, I love God, I serve God, but then when truth comes their way, they drop it like a hot potato, like for instance, that Hutterite system. They claim to be godly people. They claim that they're Christians and all that. And the leadership, they make it appear like like they're godly, and that whole mess is a godly system. But when you present them with the truth, they just drop it like a hot potato. You can't digest it. That's why it's so important. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Materialism is that bread. It's not just food. It's everything that pertains to the natural. Than a natural man. But to you and I, the Word of God has become our primary sword, and we got the proof. The proof is in the pudding. We had to give up everything because of the Word of Truth. It's the Word of Truth that why we got this terminated from these clubs, from these cults out there, because they're none of God. If they were of God, they would do like you and I did. We embrace it with a passion. It's something I've been looking for all my life when I found out about it. And I dropped everything else. All I wanted was this truth, the fact that God said they prophet. That was 20, 30 years ago, and we're still going strong. We're still moving ahead because we're not going into retreat. The minute you go into retreat, you might as well never have been born because you just... There's just nothing in it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're moving ahead because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The Word of God has predominance in our lives. And we got the proof. The proof is in the pudding. We got the rights to prove it, and that's how we live. That's why we're moving on. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because of the Word of God. And we do it gladly. We got the Word of Truth. For the hour we're living in, we got the fact that God sent the prophet, like I said earlier. If you're not plugged into that revelation, you're just out there trying to run your appliance without any hydro. That's the key for Laodicea, that God sent a prophet, that seventh angel. That angel that took the vocal cord of Brother Raymond and Jackson, Brother Branham, and he continued on. That's what saturates the church age of Laodicea. That's that sisal. That's that clothing that you need to clothe yourself with. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. I counsel of thee to plug into the source. And the source is that angel. And then that angel took the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's why the Lord qualified you and I to do the finishing touches to this end time message, because he know we got it. He know we will not compromise. He know we're not going to cave. He know our makeup before the foundation of the world. And that's what we're doing. That's why we're charging on ahead. We're not going into retreat. And that's why today it's the Word of God. If you got that as your preeminence, as the final chapter, it's the Word of God, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, you and I, we got that full count. Like I say, we can go back when God had himself a blueprint and the Spirit. We can go back with God way back before the foundation of the world, when he had himself a blueprint and he made a counsel with himself, because there was nobody there to counsel him. We got the picture right. Just that great eternal Spirit beckoned him before there was a star, before there was anything. He sat down and he made that blueprint, and then he put it into motion. That's why here at the end of time, we're right now, we're here just a few years before the coming of that great, at the end of that great mystery, the end of that 6,000 years of Satan, and just up the road here, he'll be no more. And everything moves according to that blueprint, and every minute, every second is counted, and we're just, and like I keep saying, we're just going to bump into the day of the Lord, the judgment seat of Christ, and all that you bump into it, because it was created, it was formulated back before the foundation of the world. So you and I, everything is so simple. That's why we can say exactly where we are in time, because he gave us the revelation of the midnight cry. Once you know it, then you can do the rest. You can put the rest together. We said it over and over again. All you got to do is believe what we're saying, because we did the heavy lifting. We're that ox that's been butchered. We're that fatling that's been killed. We're doing it right for you, so you don't have to go through what we have to go through. All you got to do is, according to the Bible, all you got to do is come and partake of it. Come and drink out of the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come. Blessed is he that's been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That thing is now open. And one of these days, once that rapture happens, that chapter is closed throughout eternity. You will never be able to retract it. That's why we're working so feverishly. That's why we're putting everything out there to let people know you don't have to go through this hell that's coming. The day of the Lord, the great tribulation. We're not using fear mongering. We're just telling people the way it is, just like it was in the days of Noah. Yeah, Noah knew there's a flood coming, and they know that they're going to bump right into it, and that's exactly what happened. There came a day when that first drop of rain started falling, and the people, they didn't believe it. The flood took them away. It's the same thing here. That's why we're doing everything we're doing. Working overtime to try to warn people of what's coming. You're just going to bump right into it because everything up till now is just a tooting compared to what's coming. The day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, and all these things. And all you don't have that much time to make up your mind anymore because you're only 2.5 years away from that great, when you're going to bump right into the day of the Lord. And it's just that simple. Because we got the men that cry right, and we got everything else by a description. So man does not live by bread alone. That's our priority, is the Word of God. Not only the Word, it's the Word of truth. The truth for your day. That's what we're trying to tell you here.
That's right. And a lot of people, when they begin their journey, they take a lot of things with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you want to really be dedicated to your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to leave it all behind, you know. And a lot of people weigh themselves down with a lot of things that they take, and in the end, a lot of these things entrap them, and then they can't finish their journey. Like the song that's on here today. It's called, Wer sich bemüht um Reisumweg, whoever takes pains for journey and way. It says here in verse 23, no great burden serves him. The greater the load, the more troubles. If he took much with himself, that would press him to the earth. See, the more you take along the more it presses you to the earth and to the natural things. And then and a lot of people, they just get tired and they lay down their armory and their weapon and they just give in. Like that song says, retreat. They have no more energy to finish the course.
Mm-hmm.
that God has set before them. And then a lot of people just give up. Like if you, like Tim Relaford is a very good example. Like he set out, but when it came to certain people, he was weak. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't let that go. And then in the end, those are the things that entrap you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was entrapped by Russell Davis. And then the very person that Brother Jackson had already dealt with, Tim McKay, he let into his pulpit. And Tim McKay, if you look at his history, it's not a history that you would be proud of in having to stand in your pulpit. Sure, he can make it sound like he is the innocent person and everything good, but if you listen to the whole truth of the matter and his history, you will find out that he was really like a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
You could say like a womanizer, and that caused a lot of trouble. And Brother Jackson had to deal with that, and now these people are letting that's retreating. That's why when you go out on this journey, it's the Word of God. Just like I said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Because in the end, it's the Word that's going to take you to the finish line. Not those things, like that song says here, they will press you to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They'll only wear you down. And you, if you're not willing to lose it all, if you're not willing to lose your family, your father, mother, house, children, or whatever it is that may hinder you from making it to the finish line, that thing will eventually succumb you.
And
you can't really say then, you will not live by bread alone, because you will succumb to those things, because the enemy, he watches you. He knows your weaknesses. And then they said that the demonic world, they watch a Christian. They know every weakness you have, and those are the things that they will set a trap for you. And if you do not overcome them and surrender them, then those are the very things that will cause you to retreat and to go back. But if you are determined to make it, and the Word of God is your light that will light your pathway, and the thing that will, when the chips will be down, you will say, I'm going to go by the Word, and that's that, then you're going to make it, you know, because you have surrendered it all. But if you're not willing to do that, it's highly impossible for a person to make it.
I know a lot of people that leave the colony. Well, they don't leave it for spiritual reasons, but they leave, and they take their furniture with them and all that stuff. It's just going to weigh you down. I'm grateful to the Lord that He gave me the grace to leave with nothing but the clothes on my back, because I got nothing there to go back to. I got none of these. I got no weight on me. You know, I can just like when you're going for a walk, if you got 50 pounds on you, it's pretty hard to go to walk. The same thing, spiritually speaking, if you carry all that unnecessary with materialism and all that, it weighs you down, and you can't really, you're not really free to serve the Lord. Like I say, I'm grateful when the Lord took me out of there. He set it up so I don't take nothing with me. You know, and and even when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham, I did come in there with my own ideas. I was completely exhausted. I was done with my delusions and everything else, and I came there just to learn and to listen and to be taught. And that was a tremendous asset to me, because I didn't have no ideas of my own. I came completely empty and before the Lord, and the Lord saturated me with the ministry of Brother Brennan. And I still had some ideas, but when I heard God sent the prophet and water baptism in Jesus' name, and I was talking to myself, I got to do what, I can't listen to myself. Everything that I've been taught over all 45 years of my life, I got to completely wash it away. I got to divorce myself from it, because God sent the prophet. I got to listen to what that prophet said. And one of the first things I heard him say, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 3 days later, I made a beeline for that, because I didn't have no more delusions. I had my own ideas that had to be flushed out. Even though my dad baptized me at Trinity back in the colony, that all had to go because God sent the prophet. And I realized all of a sudden that God sent the prophet. I got to listen to what that man has to say. And like I say, the first thing he said, water baptism in Jesus' name, and I took a beeline for it, because right then the Word of God is beginning to lead and guide me. Not what I was brought up, but just what that cult taught me and all that stuff. I'm going to be the Word of God.
Right.
That Word of that prophet. And that's like I say, if you're not to live, you're living in Laodicea, and you don't have a revelation that God sent the prophet, you're just wasting your time. You just might as well never been bored, because it's all about a spiritual walk. God put us down here for a spiritual walk, and that we should walk with Him. And as you walk with Him, He's going to lead you right to the fact that God sent the prophet. And if you haven't even begun that journey, you're just wasting your time, because nothing will come of your life. Nothing has any meaning without the fact God sent the prophet here in these closing days of time. And then from there it goes on. God sent the chief apostle. And then from there it keeps on going. The truth keeps marching on. And right now we're already, the grace age is already over. We're in the week of Daniel. And we're right now where that scripture is activated And blessed is he that comes, is invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Just that simple. We got the whole counsel of God. It's not that we have it. It's just that we were obedient to the Spirit of the living God, and we're just like exactly what Jesus said. I thank thee, God of heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent, but to relieve them on to be such as would learn. Mm-hmm. That's why the things that we say, they're so foreign to the people out there, because they have not come to that place of surrender. They are still with these wise and the prudent, and God cannot show them nothing. He can only show the people that have given up their own idea, that are willing to lose it all, then God can give it to them, because now they're willing to be taught. That's all. It's all scripturally. It's all so simple to you and I. That's why people don't hear it. That's why they listen to us for a while, they get entertained for a while, and then they chill out, because it doesn't suit their fancy, because they're not willing to be taught like you and I. We were willing to be taught when we heard God sent the prophet. I just dropped everything else like a hot potato, and I just pursued it. I listened day and night, listened to tape what that prophet had to say, and then he let me know about the church ages and the seals, and oh man, it was a gold mine. It was like it says over in Malachi 3, we'll be walking in and out like fatted calf. That's spiritually speaking. We've been fed for the last 30, 40 years like no other person has ever been fed. With special understanding. That's why we can go back and sit down with God and have it where he said it, had himself that counsel. And we made that blueprint. And then we can walk right through biblical history and understand everything that he said. Not that it makes us proud, it just humbles us that we were willing and grateful that we're willing to be taught. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it says in Ephesians 4, verse 11 and on, he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. If you do not have the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, you will never come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yeah.
Because it was through that ministry that the Son of Man was being revealed, the fullness and the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't come to that, you'll never reach that unity of the faith. It's impossible, because if you don't go through the channel that God has, that stream, and like you said, I mean, if you're not connected to the source, just like if you do not connect in your appliance to the electric plugging, and where the electricity flows, and that electricity comes from a source, where the electricity is being produced, just like where if you're not connected into the source that God has for your day and hour, you're not connected to God, and you'll never reach that unity of the faith, the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you'll never be able to come to the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Just that simple. Mm-hmm. We're not playing the game here. We've been through all that. We can walk you right through it from beginning to the end, and here we are. That's why the Lord has given you and I the mandate, because, first of all, he had to give us the picture of it. He had to give us the understanding. God sent the prophet. And then he moved us on, and we were faithful, and we didn't fall for that. We didn't fall for that letting somebody in your pulpit and we didn't go for that weird third-day stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't go for after 2 days. We separated ourselves from all that. And then the Lord was looking around, and he was seeing who is then that faithful and wise servant, because he's got some more work to do. But he's not going to give it to anybody that uses partiality, that retreats and all that stuff. And like I say, it's got nothing to do with it. Just somehow the Lord has found you and I faithful to do the very thing that we're doing here, and to deliver this meat and due season to give us the the responsibility to deliver that, that living water. This is that living water. This is that end time chapter. This is here. And if you reject what we're telling you here, there's only one thing. We have no debate. We have no argument with people. If you reject it, you're just simply going to go out to hell and that. It's just that simple, because that's your only escape route that's left. Because we've been in the Bible all our life. We know what's out there. We can tell you right from A to Z, because we get all our information from the Word of God. The man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because that the Word of God to you and I is the primary focal point. That's why we can tell people where we are in time, and we're the only two people on planet Earth that can tell you right down to the day, because we have a revelation on it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that read about it, but until you have a revelation word about that midnight cry, when I got that from the Lord, the whole end time came together, and I saw it all in the split second where we are in time, because it's all mapped out in the book of Revelation. At midnight there was a cry, and at midnight was February 28, 1963, like we keep saying. It was even in so serious a situation that even God put it out in the heaven, the signs in the heaven. But there and that, you can, like I say, you can, all you got to do is punch in 1963 Mystery Cloud, and you'll come up. It'll tell you everything what happened in 1963. It was the midnight of Laodicea, and we know it began in 1906, and then the end of it was October the 15th, 2021, and from there it's exactly 7 years, and that's when that angel comes down, and Satan is no more, and from there it goes into the day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, and then it goes into 45 days where God separates the sheep and the goats, and then the millennium is on after that. It's just that simple, because we went back and we saw how God made that great big blueprint, that council. And then we went walk right through the scripture, right to this very day. We know exactly where we are in time. We could even give you the day, how many days before that angel will be here, and throw Satan, and then Satan will be no more. Babylon is falling, and just 2.5 years from now, there will be no more that Babylon, all these religious cults, that's all part of Babylon. That whole diabolical Roman Catholic infrastructure, that's all part of Babylon. There will be no more sign of it. Because it says, rejoice, O heaven, and you holy apostle, for Babylon is falling. Mm-hmm. And it's just 2.5 years from now. Just we could give it to you right to the day. You could go figure it out yourself. We don't have to spoon feed everybody that they got to go figure it out themselves. Otherwise, they're not going to get it all in. We're just beating our gums together down here, because all to them, to a lot of people, all it is entertainment. Oh, and it happens like this one guy. He said he saw us trying to live a Christian life, and then he said, "Well, I decided I'm going to worry about the hereafter when the hereafter comes." That's what a lot of people, the attitude of a lot of people, but he just happened to say it. But that's the mm-hmm. attitude of a lot of people. They sit back and they say, well, we'll see if it happens or not. And then they don't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. They just gamble away their life, and that's just the nature of the human being. He'll just do that. Just like it was in the days of Noah. They ignored what Noah had to say. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll have to see if it comes. And, that's the attitude that a lot of people have. They just kick the can down the road. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, they'll worry about the hereafter when the hereafter comes. That's what this guy said. Yeah, well, he might get a cool surprise.
That's mocking God. I know somebody too. He said, I'll get a surprise, whatever it will be. You know, that's mocking God. I don't care what anybody says. You know, if you don't put in an effort to find, to get right with God, you know, that is a very sad situation that a person is in, not wanting to make sure that he's right with God.
Well, we got it mapped out right perfectly, because, like I say, when I got the revelation of the midnight cry, I could see everything, how everything is so itemized, and 1,260 days to the middle, 42 months to the end, and then that angel comes, and he ties up Satan, throws him right into hell. And Satan is no more. Rejoice, O heaven, and you hold the apostles and prophets, for Babylon is falling. We're right now on the verge of Babylon falling, falling, falling. That's why you see these wars, rumors of war. For Satan doth not want that to happen. He's trying to hold it back, but he can't stop it. It's just coming, just like that flood came, just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words, Lord, and let them come alive in the hearts of people, Lord, that and realize the seriousness of this life, and that they need to prepare themselves for what is to come and life eternal, Lord. It is each and everybody's responsibility, just like Ronald Reagan said, freedom is just one generation away, and that's really the truth of things. Everybody has to do their part. We just pray, Lord, that you'll help people, put in them a seriousness, to work out these things and where they're going to spend eternity. We give you thanks for all your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.